Hello and welcome to the Majors Mess Hall podcast. We're back again. This is episode 204. And I'm your host, Gavin. And I'm joined by an extra special guest, actually, this time. This is a friend of mine. We've been friends now for around about 16 years. I've known this guy for as long as I've known my wife. Met in the same location as well online. This is a guy from New Zealand. His name is Nick Lang. How are you doing, Nick?
Yeah, good.
I never
Yeah,
know,
good.
even though I've known you for so long, I never know if I'm pronouncing your surname correctly. It's Lang, isn't it? Is that right?
Lang.
It is Lang.
Yeah, it is Lang. Yep.
Okay, because that I, because there's an I in there, the I throws me off.
Oh, right.
If it was
So
L-A-N-G, I would say Lang, but because it's got that I in there, it throws me.
Well, if it makes it easier, say it like there's no I.
Okay, Lang, right. I've got it now. Yeah. From now, 16 years later, I've got it.
Yeah.
And what's really nice as well is that, you know, we've been friends for this long, but it was November last year that we actually met in person, because you were doing a bit of traveling around North America, and we were lucky enough for us, you know, for you to obviously include a stop here in Nova Scotia. So we got to meet in person for the first time, which was amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was amazing.
I mean,
Yeah.
I was panicked because I was worried you weren't going to like it. I was worried the weather was going to be too cold because, of course, our seasons are the opposite end. And you'd also just been around California and Florida. And I'm like, this is not comparable when it comes to temperatures. So I was a little worried, but you know, you seem to have enjoyed yourself when you were here, which was great. So,
yeah. California wasn't as warm as Florida.
oh.
Florida was warm, but there were a couple of mornings where it was still quite cold.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Still
It was
warm here though.
Yeah, it was only once I left you and I went to Montreal.
Oh yeah.
Then the cold really set in. Then it was obviously the temperature change was quite noticeable.
Yeah, what was funny was that it was snowing in Montreal, and you I don't know if you went live or you just sent me videos, but you were like so excited at the snow, and I'm like,
Yeah.
that's not even real. It's just a little tiny bit of snow. You're like, oh wow, this is amazing. You kept saying this is amazing. It's just the smallest amount of snow, but you were so happy.
Yeah, I think where was I? I went live on Instagram, and I was at St. Catherine Mall.
Oh,
Yeah,
okay, yeah. Yeah, that was.
it just got over, and then it started snowing, and yeah, and I was losing a little bit because I was like,
Yeah.
"Wow, this is awesome."
Yeah, that's right, yeah. I actually, like, I still sort of, when I think, wow, me and Nick have met, like, I still can't believe it happened, because we're so far apart. I mean, you're in New Zealand right now, and I don't think you can get much further away. So, you know, the fact you actually came here meant a lot to me as well, but I just can't believe it actually happened. Like, when I remember when we came to pick you up from the hotel the first morning, and I for some
Yeah.
reason, just wasn't expecting you to show up. I was expecting you to, like, message me and say, I was just kidding around, like, I'm not there. And then when you actually came out, I'm like, I can't believe he's here. It was so surreal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome. So, yeah, I mean, like, let's talk a little bit about you. Because you're a really interesting person, and one of the things to me that makes you really interesting is the battle that you fought ever since you were born. You were born with cystic fibrosis, which, like, can you explain in layman's terms to people that might not know what that is? I mean, it is quite, you know, well known, but, you know, there might be some people out there that don't know what that is.
So cystic fibrosis is a respiratory condition that mainly affects the lungs, but it also affects my liver, my pancreas, pretty much all my major organs.
Yeah.
So a cold for you is like pneumonia for me.
Yeah.
So
Very dangerous.
Yeah. So if I catch any, probably not so much now that I'm on Trikafta, but pre-Trikafta, if I rang the hospital and said, oh, I've got a cold,
Yeah.
within the hour, I'd be admitted, and I'd have to start like 3 weeks IV therapy just to get rid of a cold.
Yeah. And like
Just
in the 16 years that we've known each other, there's been many times where you've been in hospital and you've kind of gone off the radar for quite a while, and I've always wondered, like, is he okay? Is he still alive? Like, I don't know, because it's dangerous. It's really dangerous. Like, I've seen you get like go from being like really healthy for somebody with your condition to being really ill, you know, in a hospital
Yeah.
and not knowing what's going to happen. And then, of course, we've even known, like, we've had mutual friends that have had CF who passed away. Shout out to our dear friend Christina, who passed away. Was that like 10 years ago now?
In 2010.
2010, yeah. So, like, you know, we've seen it happen, and it's scary. But you just mentioned the Trikafta. Now, Trikafta is a relatively new drug that, I mean, I don't want to say it cures it, but it saves lives, doesn't it? Like, it's really, I mean, you've completely done a full turnaround now, haven't you, health wise, since being on this
Yeah.
Trikafta. So, like, what is it like? What did you say to me when you said the estimation of, like, it can add, was it 80 years onto your life or something?
Yeah, so it's added on an extra 40 plus years to my life.
Yeah, which is crazy. I mean, in a
Yeah.
good way. Like, it's just
Yeah.
it's absolutely amazing that this and it's, like I say, it's relatively new. And when you were telling us about it, now I even got to, like, sort of witness you take this, because it's a pill, isn't it? It's a couple of pills, isn't
Yeah.
it? I got to see you take the pill, which was actually really, it was a thrill for me to see, like, this drug that I've never seen before. I didn't even know about it until I met you. And
Yeah.
yeah, just to see it, you know, you being able to take it was like, it meant a lot to me, like, seeing you take this life-saving drug. But at first, I thought you'd said it had added 18 years onto your life. And I thought, well, I mean, 18 years is better than nothing. And I'm thinking, well, that's still amazing. And then I repeated it. It's like, you know, 18 years. And you said, no, not 18. You were like 80 or whatever you said. Like, you
Yeah.
emphasized that it was like, essentially, like, you know, you could live a full long life just like everybody else, which is, I mean, nobody knows what tomorrow holds for anyone. But to be told that, I mean, that must have felt amazing when you were able to get on that drug.
Well, just because I've gone from living day to day thinking, okay, is today going to be my last day on earth?
Yeah.
Or, and I've gone from coughing all night, most nights, and then having crap all sleep that night, and then having the fear of having to then get up and knowing as soon as I got up,
Yeah.
everything that's in my lungs is going to want to move and want to come out. And then
Yeah.
that's another 2 hours because I'm just going to cough and cough and cough. Then I'm too tired to do anything like simple, like housework, vacuuming, make my bed, all of that, even showering. The
Yeah,
steam for the shower.
everything's a struggle.
Yeah.
And then, of course, when
Yeah.
COVID hit, that must have been extra scary for you as well when that came.
Yeah. So 6 weeks before New Zealand went into our first lockdown, my CF team rang and sort of given me the heads up and said, the country prime minister is going to announce that the country has to go into a lockdown and you're essentially Nick, you're not allowed to go anywhere, not even to the supermarket. And I was thinking, yeah, right. Like,
Yeah.
you can't seriously stop me from going out. Like, I'm so social. Everybody knows me. It just feel like you were clipping my wigs. And then they announced it. And then I went to the supermarket and of all places to bump into someone from the Hawke's Bay DHB, which is essentially the hospital, I bumped into someone there and she tore strips off me outside and was like, you get back in your car and you go home and you stay home. And yeah, another shopper tried to intervene. This woman pretty much told her to butt out and carry on your way. And so I said, look, I'm just here to get dinner food. I need dinner to cook dinner to I need food to cook dinner.
Yeah.
And I didn't get to. I then had to go home and wait a few hours and then pick up my other half, and then we went and she went and got the food. And
Crazy,
so
absolutely
COVID,
crazy.
was terrifying, because the hospital had said, if you get it, that's it, lights out, you're done.
Yeah, that would have been the end, wouldn't it? That's the scary part. I mean, you were the first person I thought of when I heard what was going on. I was like, I'll be honest, I was like, Nick's not going to survive this. There's no way. I genuinely did. I was like, I don't really see how anyone in the condition that you were in could survive it. And thankfully, you're still with us, which is amazing. Yeah, it's
But
incredible. So, go ahead.
I've had COVID,
Yes,
and
you've
I
had it
had
since, yeah.
all the 2 days, and then that was it.
Well, that was the thing with it as well, as like, some people got it and didn't even have symptoms. They just carried it and didn't get symptoms. Some people got it mild, and then other people were bedbound. So I know I've had it at least once. I don't think I've had it twice, although if I did, I just didn't test for it. But even after like so many years of wearing masks and not getting a cold, which is very common for me to get a cold every year. And not getting a cold. When I did get a cold, once the masks came off, that knocked me out just like COVID did, because my body just wasn't building up an immunity to the cold anymore, or the flu, whatever you want to call it. So, yeah, it wasn't good. So I've got to ask you about this. You have created like this. Is it like an apparel? Or what would you call it? Like it's Rocky 11 is the name of it. So let's just talk a little bit about, first of all, what is it? What is Rocky 11? Just tell us what it is.
So Rocky 11 is my clothing brand,
Right.
and it's I set it up pretty much to spread awareness of CF.
Yeah. So what where does the name Rocky 11 come from?
So Rocky 11 comes from, so Rocky is a name that my personal trainer gave me, because she gives me stupid exercises, like weights. The weights are like normally 2-3 times heavier than me,
Yeah.
and he's expected me to not get up or say, "No, nah, I'm done," which I don't. And she's like, "Well, I'm gonna nickname you Rocky, because Rocky doesn't give up. If you've seen it in the movies, he just keeps going and going and going."
Yeah.
That's the 11 is a play. So you'll notice in the 11 there's a one, and that's 11, which is my birthday.
Oh, okay. That's nice. Yeah, I like that. Okay, yeah. So that's it. Okay, so in terms of like you said, it's to bring awareness. Like I don't even know if you've launched it officially, like properly yet, but like what are you doing in terms of awareness for it?
I'm still sort of setting up, so I'm just so you'll notice I've now got a corporate logo
Yeah.
that my sister helped me design, and so I'm now just setting up the website and stuff for that too, so that I've got enough products and stuff there, so that when I do go live, which will hopefully be before, I'll say June. Everything's in place. Like, I've got to have a New Zealand business number, a tax number, all of that. And I just need to go through the New Zealand. We have a startup grant here, and they give you so much. I think it's 10 grand, and you can use the 10 grand to buy all your products, your logos, your copyright, all of that, get it all set out, and then I think it's for a year, they pay you so that you don't lose income, even if you don't have sales.
Yeah. That's
So
excellent.
just trying to cross my X's and noughts so that
Yeah.
everything's all fine. So then when I can go live, it's all set.
Yeah. So, so I don't know how it works. So obviously you've got the product, and once all that's set up and it's good to go, like, then what do you like? Is it just you going around saying, "Look at this merch, buy this merch"? Like, what's the where's the where does the awareness come from? Like, are you
So
working with any charities or?
the goal is to 10% of each whatever I sell. So say someone bought one of these hoodies, 10% of the price of this will go back to CF Hawke's Bay.
Okay. Yeah. So that's the plan. Okay. So you'll be working with that charity then. So
So they,
hopefully they will be helping to promote it as well then.
and then I'm gonna set up TikTok. There's an Instagram for it now. Just I need to do a bit of branding and promo stuff, photos and all that,
Yeah.
and videos and just that's the back end side that I haven't quite touched on yet.
Yeah. That's cool. Well, if the podcast can help in any way to help promote, we'll definitely do our part to try and get it out there. I know that you sent me, and the logo's changed since, but yeah, I know you sent me a hoodie, which I wear often with the original logo on it. So, which is kind of like a limited edition now because the logo's changed. So it's nice to have.
Well, that logo will still be in play
Okay.
and can still buy that logo as well, but I just it was put forward to me by one of my sisters to have a casual and a corporate range, and
Yeah.
that's where this is, and the other one
Okay.
is. So, yeah,
Yeah.
people will still be able to buy the casual one as
That's
well, which
awesome.
is good.
Yeah. One thing I would like is a hat because I wear hats all the time. So I've got to
Oh,
get a
cool.
Rocky 11 hat, definitely. Because
Yeah,
I
well.
wear hats literally all the time. Wear them in work, wear them to go out in, and yeah, definitely got to get a hat.
Oh, I could sort you out with that. I actually just had a couple of Rocky 11 hats done up, in which you've probably seen
Yeah.
in my photos. I wear a cap, and it's that one.
Yeah. Excellent. Okay, so something else I wanted to talk about is so very quickly, like, we both have a mutual likeness for a certain pop band, which we've spoke about, not we as in you and me, but like me and other people on the podcast we've spoke about before, the Backstreet Boys, which a lot of our listeners are not typical Backstreet Boys fans, so we will just acknowledge that. But I've always said this, and I'll say it now to you because I know that you feel the same way as me, is that for you and me, two straight guys, it's about the music. It's not about, oh, these five good-looking guys. Like, and I'm not saying, I'm not, I don't want to take away from female fans and say that that's the only reason why they like them, but that is a factor for female fans, straight females. They find them attractive. And a good look to him. Backstreet Boys, good looking guys. But for you and me and my old bandmates that I was in my band with, we liked them and still do for the talent, for the vocal ability, the five-part harmony, the performance in general. Like, just, I mean, especially for me, like, I mean, I literally spent like 5 years of my life traveling around the UK performing on stages. And in many cases, performing songs by the Backstreet Boys. And I got to kind of like live a tiny, minuscule moment of what they did. And you know what I'm saying? I got to stand on stage and sing their songs in front of crowds of people. I didn't want that. That sounded like I was comparing myself to the Backstreet Boys. I'm not. I'm just saying I got to do it, and it was great. But yeah, so you and I, both fans of this band, big inspiration, and also both of us sing. This is what I'm the point I'm getting to now. You sing and I sing, and we've sent songs back and forth to each other, not even just by Backstreet Boys, by all kinds of different acts, and even in some cases songs that we've written ourselves. And so recently, and it's still in process, we are actually working on a track together, aren't we? You, me, and my music partner, Mikey, who's also a co-host on this podcast. We're obviously in a band called Eucadian, and we're working on a track with you, aren't we, at the moment? It's what I love this. I love this. I mean, it's not finished, and we can't show anyone anything yet because there's not enough to show anyone yet. We know where it's going. So to us, we listen to it and go, oh, this sounds amazing. But it's not ready for listeners yet because they just won't get where it's going. And you want to get them, you want to impact them. So we're holding off on showing anyone what we've got so far. But what I like about this is the way it came about. So Nick wrote this song called "Help Me to Breathe" years ago. What year did you write that?
I think I've time stamped it. Like 2010, 2011. I think it was just after Christine had passed away.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's been like 12 or 13 years ago you wrote this track. So, and I've seen like little videos of you singing it, and there's been like a lady accompanying you on playing guitar and, it was never much like many of the songs that I've written. It was never finished. It was never set in stone. Like, this is the track. This is it. It's finished. So it's always sort of remained unfinished. And you came to me and said, I'd love to work on this track with you. And I said, okay, well, let's have a little look at what we've got. So we looked at what lyrics you had, and you were very open about, and were open and willing to change things, which was great. Because if you'd have been like, no, the melody stays the same, the lyrics stay the same, this is the song, we just wouldn't be working together because there'd be nothing I could do for you.
Yeah.
So you were like, no, like, let's do whatever we need to do. So we took the track, and even the melody, you were like, there's no real set melody to it. So we're like, okay, so we can start from scratch. So that was great. So Mikey had, and often does, sends me a big list of like instrumental pieces that he's worked on, just pieces of music, you know, hooks that just play guitar, piano, whatever. And I was going through them while you were here. This is why you were in this exact room, stood next to me here. I'm going through the tracks, and there was a piano piece that just jumped out at me, and I said, what do you think of that? And you said, that sounds really nice. I said, okay, well, let's use that as the bass then. So now we've got a piece of music, we've got a sheet of lyrics or words, even at this point just words, which is your feelings on paper about struggling to breathe because of CF. That's essentially what the song is. Help me to breathe. It's a plea. Help me to breathe. I can't breathe. Like, literally, honestly, to read this, it just sounds like a man's struggle to survive. Like, that's just what the song's about. So a little depressing in certain, you know, very obviously you can relate to it. It's about you, and anyone who's in your position can relate to it. But depressing for charts, if you like, you know what I mean? Like, that kind of, like, it's not everyone can relate to it. So I said to you, why don't we try and make this a metaphor so that it can be listened to as a love song? So it's still about CF and you can still relate to it in that way because that's where the basis of this song came from. But let's make it so that it's a love song to anyone else so they can relate to it. And you were like, that's great. Let's do that. So then what we did was we started to look at the lyrics and we took pieces of what you had. We came up with a melody for the piece of music that Mike had given us and we made it fit. So we took bits from, like I say, from your lyrics and fit them in. And then at some point I said to you, why don't we change it from help me to breathe to helping me to breathe and make it about Trikafta, the drug that's saved you, and make it about, again, metaphorically, that Trikafta is the love interest, if you like, that's come along and saved you from a really bad place. And it's working really well. Like, it's now gone from being this song about a young man's struggle to survive to being this confession of love for someone that saved them. And it's really special. And the lyrics aren't in stone yet, but we've got what we think is going to be the song. We've got a full melody. Mikey's recorded vocals for it, rough ones, just to help us along the way. We're slowly getting there. At some point, Nick is going to go into the studio and record a set of vocals as well, including some harmonies, and we're going to mix them in with mine and Mike's vocals. And Mike and Nick is going to duet with us on this track. So it's going to be a Nick Lang featuring Eucadian or slash UKdian featuring Nick Lang. Like, it's going to be this collaboration, which I'm really excited about. And to top it off, as well, Kimmy, she's done the artwork for our EP that we released a few years ago and a couple of other raw tracks. She has offered to do the artwork for this track as well, which is going to be amazing. And she's also contributed to some of the lyrics as well. So it's even more special that, like, this, again, Kimmy's also a Backstreet Boys fan. She's been on this podcast too. This one band that we're all fans of have helped bring us together. It's quite amazing, really. I mean, even me and Mike, you know, I'm actually best friends with his brother, Martin, who was in my band. So that's how I know Mike. Mike is 4 years younger than me. His brother is my age. We all went to the same high school, but Martin, his brother, we were just like this. We were thick as thieves. We were like always together. We were just the best of friends. I was his best man at his wedding a few years back. It was about 7 years ago now. And Mike's always, I've just known Mike since he was a little kid. And then I don't even know how we got started on it. We just one day started working on music together. And so again, I wouldn't really know Mike that well if it wasn't for the Backstreet Boys, because me and Martin formed our band because of the Backstreet Boys. And that's how I got to know Mike. It was because Mike was at a lot of our shows. So it's just this like full circle, like this group's really sort of brought us all together, and it's quite amazing. So how do you feel about the song so far? Like, what are you enjoying, what you've heard so far?
The excitement is very, very high from what we currently have.
It's a slow process, but we'll get there. We will get there in the end. Mike is just a very busy man, and because Mike is doing the music, and it's literally musically everything's Mike's. I can't play an instrument. I can play some chords on a guitar, but I don't have the means of recording it. I'm not good enough to record it. Like, I'm just not that good of a player. Mike is a music man. He's a producer. I would call him a multi-instrumentalist. He would argue that, but you know, if you can play more than one instrument, you're multi-instrumentalist. So, he does it all, but he's also got a full-time job. He's a father. He's got a load of other little side projects going on. So he's very busy. So I can't push him. I have to wait until he's available to work on things. And, slowly things are happening. Another song is coming to the mix at the moment that we're trying to work on. So we've got the two tracks at the same time, but, I'm hoping by the summertime, it's going to be our summertime, not yours. It's going to be ready, and we'll be able to release it. Cause I can't wait. Obviously, it's been years since me and Mike put a song out anyway. So it's long overdue for us to release a track, and I'll be very proud if this is the track that we release first. So, I mean, it might not be. It might be this other track that's come up, which I won't go into now. But either way, this one, this Helping Me to Breathe, is in the works, and it will be finished at some point. And I can't wait.
Yeah, me either. Yeah, I didn't realize the connection between you and Mike. Now I understand.
Yeah, that's how we know each other. Like, my brother's 5 years younger than me, so my brother was in a year below Mike in school, so they knew each other. In fact, at one point, my brother, who can't sing at all, the manager that was managing my band, Mikey was singing as, you know, as a little kid, and so our manager wanted to put like a little duo together with Mikey and my brother, and my brother couldn't sing, and they you know, the band busted.
Yep.
So they did a song called Year 3000. And I remember my brother and Mike auditioning to be a duo, and they both sang that song, and it was dreadful. but Mike's, as you know, Mike's an amazing singer. So, you know, Mike had the talent. My brother just wasn't. My brother's talented in other ways, very much so, but just not when it comes to singing. So that didn't work out. But yeah, I remember what it was now, how me and Mike got to work on music together. It was... we were talking about doing another show in 2020. It was in 2020. I was planning on going back to the UK. This is before COVID had come out. So actually, this is 2019. 2019, I'm talking about going back to the UK in 2020. And we were going to do a reunion show. So me and my old bandmates were going to rent a venue, invite all our friends and family and anyone else that remembered us from back in the day that wanted to come and see us. And we were just going to do a show of cover songs. So Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, whatever. Just cover tracks, Beatles songs. And we were going to raise, you know, charge maybe $5 or so for a ticket and give all the money to charity, to like a children's charity. That was the plan. And we were all really pumped and excited about it. And then, of course, COVID hit and it didn't happen. And I remember one of the tracks we wanted to do was a Westlife song called When You're Looking Like That. And Westlife had done a live version of this track with this amazing backing track, which didn't sound anything like the original song. And I'd said to Mike, like, oh, do you think you could create the backing track for this? And he said, yeah, no problem. So we did it. And then he's like, let's record some vocals to see what it sounds like. I said, okay. So I recorded some vocals and so did he. And he mixed them in. And that was it. We were like, that sounds really good. Like, we sound good together. And he's like, yeah, man, that's amazing. That's, it sounds so cool. And then that was it. We just were like, you know, why don't we do this? Why don't we work on some tracks together? And Mike was like, yeah, sounds great. So we did, and we came up with a name, UKadian, which is obviously UK slash Canadian. Like, that's where I'm in Canada, he's in the UK. Yeah, and the rest is history. It's just a slow process. I wish it was faster than it is, but my hands are tied because I don't do any of the music, so...
No.
But, yeah. We've been texting each other, though. Like, he texted me early last week and said, are you free to jump on the computer when you get in from work? And I said, yes, I am. So we jumped on. We downloaded a new thing called... I can't remember the name of it. It's here. Bear with me. Soundtrap, it's called. And Soundtrap is like this... Have you heard of it before?
Yeah, vaguely, I think I have, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, it's like an online studio. So you download it and then you can both work on a track together. So I can go in now and lay down vocals and just close it. And Mike will get an email saying Gavin has updated the track. So then Mikey tomorrow will just open it. And the same studio will open on his end with all the things that I'd recorded. So we can listen. We can also work on it at the same time. We can have a Zoom call going at the same time and work on the song. So that's what we've been doing. We've been using that just for melody's sake and things. And then once when we're ready to record proper vocals, we use the program we've always used, which is called Reason. So so that's what we've been doing. So I've texted him a few times this week and he's been busy, and he's responded to me hours later and said, oh, I'm so sorry. And I said, no, it's fine, I understand you're busy. So I'm hoping one day next week we can get on and try and progress a little bit more with at least one of the songs. So we shall see what happens, but it's coming together. It is. We both love music, so it's not like it's gonna, either one of us are gonna go, oh, you know what, forget this. Like, we're both determined to get it done, and we will. It's like prioritized. So looking forward to it. So anyway, I want to ask you, we ask many of our guests, we call them the Majors Top Five, and these are five questions that we, like I say, we ask a number of our guests, always the same questions, but obviously every answer is different depending on who you're asking. So I've got the five questions and I'm going to ask you to see what you think. Sorry, I'm just opening now. Okay, so we'll start with the first question. And these are not easy questions. Some of them are, but some of them are a little tough. So we're going to go with the first one. And this is, what, and you can't pick the one we've just talked about, what one song, what one song defines you? If you had to think of a song you listen to, you go, you know what, that resonates with me. Like, that's like, it doesn't have to be about you, but just a song that just you listen to and you go, you know what, that's me. That's Nick. That song is me. It can be any track. Just don't pick the one, because that's too obvious. The one that we've written is too obvious. You can't choose that one.
No, okay. It obviously doesn't have to be anything I've written. It can be by another artist. And
like, it's, that's what I'm going for. Is it like, you know, it might be a song you've heard on the radio your whole life and it just resonates with you?
I'm going to just have a look at my iTunes for a minute. Actually, that's an easy one. Everybody knows who the Jonas Brothers are. I saw them last week in Auckland. They came here for their first tour of New Zealand. They were only here for one show. But it's well documented that Nick has type 2 diabetes, I think. And when they released their album A Little Bit Longer, he did a song called A Little Bit Longer. And it pretty much, it resonates with me because in it he talks about, or he sings about, you know, being in hospital and the doctors have come and said that he has to stay just a little bit longer.
Oh, and then okay. He'll be,
that's probably one of my favorite songs that are probably obviously non-Backstreet. That's one of my favorite songs of theirs because of for that reason.
Nice. Yeah, that's a got there. That sounds like it's very fitting for you. Nice. Okay. Next question. What is the perfect meal? You could choose one meal that's the perfect one. What would it be? We all love food.
Yeah. Had. Yeah, so that before I came over, before I went to Australia, the States, came to you for this trip, hands down, I would have said lasagna. Lasagna, I'd eat lasagna cold if I could.
You start calling me Garfield.
Yeah. But now that I've experienced quite a bit of food overseas, and obviously you and I got to go to Mount Montana's for dinner.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I really, really liked obviously the spinach.
It was a four cheese spinach dip, wasn't it?
It
and
was,
you know what?
Yeah.
I knew you were going to say that. Is that your favorite thing, is it?
Yeah, actually, I've tried to replicate it since
oh,
I've
yeah.
been home. Can't do it. Just how they've done it. I Googled the recipe and was like, oh, that seems easy enough, and it's not easy.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, it is nice. And what's funny is that, like, that's Charlie's favorite restaurant, and we're going to be going there in a few weeks, and no doubt I'll be ordering that. So I'll take a picture.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. So next one is, can you tell us something about yourself that no one else knows? So a little Nick Lang fact that's like just not, nobody knows. This is just, it can be random. It can be anything at all. Like we asked, just for example, we asked Lindsay from Bewitched, and she said she loves playing with the skin on people's elbows. Like she loves just, you can be sitting next to her and she loves just doing this on the, rubbing people's elbow skin, which is weird, but that was something no one else knew. So it can be anything.
I taught myself to play the drums right-handed.
Oh, really? So why did you do that? Is it because you're right-handed?
No, predominantly I'm left-handed, but I want to be able to, if I want to be able to jump on any kit and play either left or right-handed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, so you can play right-handed then?
Yeah.
That's
Yeah.
fantastic. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I mean, do you know what? It'd be good if you could get in the studio and lay down a drum track for the song, if you could.
That's I was going to ask you about whether you'd want me to do that. So yeah,
first and foremost, definitely the vocals, and then once we've done the vocals, if you want to go back in and do a drum track, Mikey would welcome it. There's a guy that I work with who wanted to play bass on one of our songs, and Mikey said, yeah. He said, I mean, we've got a bass. He's, you know, it's not a real bass, but we've got a bass on the track. But if he wants to lay down a bass, and he did, the guy laid down a bass and sent it over, and we used it on the track. So yeah. You want to do the drums. There's nothing better than a live drum set or any live instrument, rather than it being on a, you know, on a pre-recorded, you know, track that you're just selecting samples of. It's much better to have live. So if you can do the drums, that'd be great. Yeah, we shall see. Okay, next one. What inspires you? Just name one thing that inspires you.
Probably for a long time, it's been probably Christina.
Yeah. Christina Whitten. She was
Yeah.
lovely. She was really nice, and she had a crush on you.
Yeah.
Definitely,
Did
yeah.
she
She
want?
used to, she used to tell you off, didn't she, if you weren't looking after yourself properly? And
Yeah.
yeah, she was lovely.
Used to warn any other women off me. I'm pretty sure she'd pretty much planned our wedding.
Yeah. No, she was lovely, but she's, you know, she lives on in our minds. We always talk about her, and I know that you keep in
Yeah.
touch with her mom, and I think her mum's on my, not that I've seen her post for a while, but I think her mum was on my Facebook there for a long time, so she might not be anymore, but yeah. No, because she
When
was lovely.
I went to Ohio, one of the goals was to go see Debbie, Christina's mom, but where I booked was actually not as close to her as I thought.
Oh.
Turned out to be, I think it was 3 4 hours drive from
Oh,
her.
that's a shame, yeah.
Yeah, with work and stuff for her, it just never happened.
Well, just save
And
it for
so,
next time. There's always next time, isn't there?
yeah. Well, she's since retired, so she calls me her son, and so she's like, well, I'm retired now, so next time we will definitely be able to meet, and yeah.
Great. That'll be so lovely.
Yeah.
Okay, so final question. Favorite place to be? Now, you've just done a lot of traveling. Doesn't even have to be anywhere you've traveled. It could be your own bedroom if you wanted to, but just favorite place to be.
I really enjoyed Canada.
Really, in all of the places you could be or travel to, Canada was.
Yep. Canada was just, yeah, it was even despite how cold it got, I actually quite liked, like, I'm a summer boy. I love summer, but if you got me to choose summer or winter, I'd probably choose fall or winter, just a little bit colder because it's just nicer.
Yeah, that's lovely. And again, you're gonna come back one day, aren't you? So we'll have that spinach cheese, the spinach cheese dip ready for
Yeah.
Definitely. You know, it'll be nice as well, is that, like, you know, if you do come back one day, not if, but when you do come back one day, if this track is finished, we could do a live performance of it, even if it's in my house, and just film it. You know, we'll get like a little kit with some microphones, and we'll do a an impromptu performance, which would be nice.
That sounds cool.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, Nick.
Sounds
Well,
awesome.
this I'm going to wrap things up now, unless there's anything else you want to add before we say bye.
No, just thank you for the opportunity to come onto your podcast
Anytime,
and
man. I mean, a lot of our we there's a lot of co-hosts because literally, like, you know, you have a co-host, and then that co-host gets busy, so then you ask someone else to become a co-host as well, and then that person gets busy. So then you ask another person to be a co-host, and then that person gets busy. And at the moment, there's like five co-hosts that are all busy. So they've all got their own
Hey.
individual things going on. So, you know, if you want to come back on again, man, you know, next time, this has been more of a me interviewing you and introducing you to the podcast listeners. But next time, you know, we can co-host together if you like.
Yeah, let's do that. That
Could
sounds
even do an
cool.
interview with someone if we can figure it out and get somebody on. We can interview them together. That'd be cool. Try and get Simon from Blue on, because you managed to get a voice note off him. If you can get Simon from Blue on, we'll interview him together.
Yep. Yes,
Let's do
that,
it.
yeah. I could try and hook that up for sure.
Push for it, man. Seriously, and give him. We'll talk to you off air about it, but you can give him a list of the guests we've had on, just to show him that we're
Okay.
serious. Excellent. Okay, Nick. Well, thank you very much for being a guest on the Major Metal Podcast, and I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, sounds good, bro.
Cheers, Nick.
See ya.
Bye. And just before you go, guys, don't forget that you can find everything to do with Majors Mess Hall via linktree.com/Majors Mess Hall. And that will give you links to our Spotify, our iTunes, YouTube page, our merch over on Teespring, and also our Patreon page. And if you'd like to become a patron, sign up and all the money goes straight back into the podcast. And I also just want to take this opportunity to say thank you to all of our current patrons for helping us out, because without you guys, we really couldn't do this. And also, please, please, please rate and review the podcast. You can go to Spotify and give us a rating on there. 5 stars, please, would be amazing. Or you can also leave us a review via iTunes. It really does help push the podcast to the next level. So take it easy, guys, and we will see you next time on Major's Mess Hall.